want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and ladies as well. Welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. And if you're checking us out live while we're broadcasting, thank you for joining us. Today is actually the very first time I've ever had a guest on the podcast, and I'm actually super honored that it is who it is. And by, you know, God's ordination, we actually share the same name. My guest is Matt Newberry, and I met Matt, now it's 2 years ago. I met him while I was in one of the hardest places of my life, when my body had gotten really bad for a certain summer. And for those of you who have listened and followed along, that's this summer that I stopped teaching at school because my body couldn't take it anymore. And I ran a GoFundMe campaign to help with like everything, including treatment. Ended up going to Kansas to a great clinic there. And I could like barely walk, barely move around. And while I was there in the hotel I was staying at, God put my now brother Matt in the room next door to me. He was also going to the same clinic for treatment. And while I was there away from my family, he was so powerfully instrumental in ministering to my spirit while we were there. So that's how he and I got to meet, how we got to know each other. I don't want to keep on rambling about that too much, though. I want to just give you, Matt, an opportunity to hear from you about what it is that you are currently building right now. Just if you would just describe like what you've got going on, and then we're gonna rewind from there and go like backwards into, you know, the heart behind it and kind of how you ended up at this point now. So what is it that you're doing in life?
Yeah. So about a year ago, we just decided we needed to settle on some kind of work that all the family can do. So we decided we would open up a fabric store, clothing store, and it started small, just a little building. And I kept doing these things and getting stronger and hearing these little, I guess, clues on what to do. And I got this name and this vision. And as we rewind, we can talk about some of that. But we come across this name called Grounded Apparel. And God just began to place all of these ideas in my spirit that were way bigger than what I knew I was capable of doing. That's the way it seems to always happen. And so I had a lot of that doubt that said, no, 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 no. But we pushed forward. now we have a storefront, 2,000 square feet. It's called Grounded Apparel, and we sell clothing and hats and mugs and colored glasses and oils and things that help the body recover from chronic illness. We have a biomat, a sauna, a lymphatic drainage machine, a chakra plate. We do sound and light therapies now. The whole premise, Grounded Apparel, is about grounding and about connecting your body to the earth and to the earth's energy, which is very healing. I know I've talked to you about it a little bit, and it brings inflammation down. It allows all the organs to become, to come back into alignment. It does so much for us that we really, we don't know it all yet. I mean, all the way down to detox and heal. So people ask, you know, Grounded Apparel, how can you make money on the ground? Well, we're trying to bring awareness to this because nobody hardly knows what earthing or what grounding is, and they don't know the benefits of it. They have no idea. Some people are so confused. So we spend a lot of time talking, ministering to people and telling them about what earthing is, and the clothing store and what we do has been an avenue for us to have that door open. And as that door opens, we've built a stage and we do worship music. And so we not only help people come in to get their physical body in shape, we want the spiritual body to be connected to what we're doing too. We want to see people come to Christ through earthing. I believe God created the earth, and I believe it is very important that we stay connected to it. And when we don't, things begin to fall apart.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask you to expand on that a little bit, because like you said, not a lot of people know about earthing or grounding or anything like that. And I imagine that people who hear it, especially in a lot of Christians probably who hear it, might think like, well, that sounds kind of, you know, new agey and stuff like that. So I would love it. Like, could you expand a little bit on what you were saying about God creating the earth? So how is this actually fitting within a Christian framework? You know,
you know, a lot of people do that. They say, man, that is, that sounds kind of sketchy. And then I begin to talk to people about, you know, we've invented shoes over the years that has separated us from the earth. You know, we got started, we were connected to the earth. When we were created, we were connected to the earth. And, you know, people want to get in that thought process. I've had arguments and stuff with people saying, hey, this is not biblical, this is whatever. And I just simply come back to saying God created the heaven and the earth. He created the sun and water. And when we get disconnected with the sun, with water, and with the earth, then the body's rhythm totally comes out of balance. So what I've done to gain people's trust is God has given me the gift to kind of feel people's emotions, tell what they're going through. So I will walk them through some of the things that they're struggling with, and I will encourage them to ground. And then I'll have them to get back with me in a week or two. And everybody that I have talked to and encouraged to do that always comes back and says, hey man, my anxiety has quit, my legs feel better, my back stopped hurting, I'm able to rest, I'm able to sleep. We haven't had one negative remark yet from earthing. It's becoming bigger. There are a lot of people getting on board now, but as you well know, I go to the park every day and I run and I ride, and I do that because people will come up and they say, hey man, you're riding your bicycle barefoot and you're running barefoot. Are you crazy? And I say, no, bro. I said, I was almost dead. I could not walk. I lost the ability to do life. And God poured into my heart, one of the things that I was missing was connection with what He created, the earth. So I walk grounded. I sleep grounded. When I get out of balance, I go and I touch the ground, and it's been very healing for me. I still struggle with a lot of different things, but the ground always is able to put me back on balance. So if you're listening right now, I encourage you, if you have any kind of situation, whether it's anxiety or depression or inflammation or leg or knee or ankle or back or whatever you may be dealing with, one of the easiest and cheapest things that God has created is the ground. Please, if you don't do anything else today, touch the ground. Because it's very spiritual for me, because I don't know about you, but sometimes things get messy up here in the brain box, and I can't hear what's going on. I hear everybody else's stuff. I hear my problems and my worries. And as soon as I connect to the ground, when I read the Bible, I always am either barefooted or on the ground, because it allows my mind to be super, super clear. I can be totally out of balance. I touch the ground. I can begin to focus on prayer. I can begin to focus on the word. And it's like it just clears all of the mess out of the way so that we can actually focus on our purpose. And I believe that's what he intended for. When we connect to the ground, we're able to clear all the other junk out of the way so we can see what he has for us. Because we get so much of in a hurry about life. We never take, and we can never find a spot to get grounded. You know, we use the word grounded a lot. People say, well, he's a very grounded dude. You have to be grounded to hear from the Lord. You have to be. You have to be able to silence everything else around you to be able to hear what he has. And that's what earthing does and still does for me today, is when I connect to the earth, I can get a clear picture of where he wants to take me, what he wants to do, and the things that he wants to do in me and through me. Now, is it always easy to get through those things? No. But earthing is a very viable thing that helps clear my mind so that I can focus and hear God's voice.
Yeah. That, you know, it's funny because we talk about, you know, needing sunlight. We talk about needing water, like you said. And there's no question, you get nutrients from the sun. You obviously need water to survive. And it's, and there's definitely, we would all agree, there's a spiritual and physical component to getting outside and being in the sunshine. It lifts your mood. It gets you thinking outside yourself. And really, I see it, you know, not like from your life, but I see it as similar with literally like putting your bare feet, touching the dirt, touching the ground, it's a spiritual and physical synergy. Cause it's not just like woo 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 energy. Yeah. It's also like actual electric field energy and magnetic field energy and like electrons and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. So what happens is we act like a capacitor all day long. If you don't know what that is, it's a part in electronics that gathers up energy. Okay, so it gathers up all of this energy. So we act as a capacitor all day, and we gather up as we walk around electric lines, and we walk around EMFs, and we walk around all that. Our body begins to store up all of that energy. And so we get totally bombarded with all this electrical current. We don't have anything, do anything with it until we touch the ground. And then we act like a diode, and we pour all of that electricity back into the ground. And then our body comes back into a normal state of rhythm. Hmm. So when you touch the ground, it puts out a frequency of 7 hertz. Well, that's the same frequency as the heart beats. So when you touch the earth, if you have any problem with the heart, it puts it automatically back into rhythm, because the earth's energy has the same rhythm and pattern as the heart.
Interesting.
So it feels very therapeutic when you touch the ground, because it matches our body's frequency. We were set up for this. We were set up to touch the ground because it matches who we are, bro.
Yeah. And God didn't create Adam with shoes, I presume. So
I don't think so, Bubba. I mean, I was going to go out on a limb and say something about that, but I don't think there was any.
Yeah. So I want to do the rewind, like I was saying. So you are in this place where you're now building something. And honestly, a lot of guys, a lot of men in life feel like they have these dreams that they want to pursue. They have these things that they want to do, and they just don't do it because for whatever reason, I'm not adequate. I'm not cut out for it. You know, I'm a screw up. Or all the needs of the day, like, well, I can't do that because I've got, you know, bills to pay and everything like that. And yet here you are building this thing. How did you get to this point? And what is a bit of the road that you went through? Like, what are the challenges that you've overcome to get here right now?
Yeah, just a second. Let me get a phone charger. I'll be right there. All right. Hey, Cameron. Will you bring me a phone charger, please? Sorry about that. So the challenges, everything was a challenge on this. So if we go back, we'll just start with the grounded apparel. My health, about 3 or 4 years ago, I lost my job. I lost the ability to work. So
I was talking about, you know, I was a worship leader, a worship pastor. I lost the ability to do all of those things. I lost the ability to lead my family. I lost the ability to provide for my family. I was losing my home. I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't pay the rent. I couldn't pay the mortgage. I couldn't pay the car payments. I couldn't, you name it, I wasn't getting it done. I couldn't do it no more. My body gave up on me. And I was at the point where I said, Lord, I done been serving you all these years, leading your people, doing all this. I wasn't mad at him, but I had these questions, you know, and I was like, Lord, I've been banging it out pretty good. And all I kept getting was, I know, you're a fighter. You hear me? Don't you dare quit on me. It's hard for me to talk about, bro. He said, you better get up and you better keep fighting no matter what happens. He goes, there's a reason that you're being knocked down. I'm building a story in you. And you better get up and you better fight with everything that you've got. And so as days went on, I began to search for natural healing. I began to look at things and I found earthing. And I found this place that we met in Wichita. And God began to work and put some pieces back together that had been stolen. And so my health slowly began to come back into order, and I began to hear his voice a little clearer each day. And as time went on, I began to ground more and more. I began to listen to him more and more. And I began to believe not only in him again, but in myself. Because after you've been knocked down so many times, the body begins to remember all of the negative, all of the times you got knocked down, and it's a program that gets stuck in your system. And so when you get up in the morning, your body just remembers that program of all of those years of saying, you can't do this, you can't get up, you can't keep going forward. So I've spent the past few years reprogramming my thoughts, saying, you can get up this morning. You can do this. You can make this happen. You can move forward, and you can fight. Do you know how many times that you've been knocked down? Do you know how far you've been? Do you know how close to death that you've been, and you've continued to push forward? You've continued to move. You've continued not to give up. So let me tell you what you can do. You can push all the no and all the naysayers and all the junk aside, and you can get up and you can fight your ever-loving guts out every day and show me what you're made of. So that's what I've been doing. I've been getting up every morning and I've been touching the ground. And there's mornings where my body says, no, I remember that pattern where you couldn't do anything, where you were stuck in the house, broken for a year, where you couldn't walk. And my body tries to remind me of that every single day. So every day I get up and I have to talk to it and I have to tell it, all right, do you know what the Lord says? Do you know that He is for me and He is not against me? He is going to be there through every storm. He's going to give me everything that I need. He's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me. He is right there by my side. There is no place that I can go to hide from His love. That's what He says to me every day. I have to fight. I cannot quit. I cannot quit on my family. I cannot quit on the vision that He's given me. So I begin to get up and I begin to run in the woods every morning. And it's wintertime. It's 40 degrees outside. And God says, get up, run in the woods. I got some stuff to tell you. So I'm running in the woods, 40 degrees, touching the ground with my hands. And all of a sudden I get this voice, this mental that says grounded apparel. And I said, what is this? He says, this is where I want you to take you and your family to bring back everything that's been taken away. Everything the adversary has taken away from you, I'm going to repay through grounded apparel. I'm going to minister to people. I'm going to love people through it. People are going to come to know me because of it. People are going to get connected to the earth. And your life is going to come back in order because of this. Was it just that easy to hear that word and move on? No. I've had to get up every day for the past year and kick and scream. And trust me, when I go in the woods to run, there is kicking and screaming and yelling. I'm not doing this laying down, boys. I am fighting my ever-loving guts out. Let me tell you what God does. He knows the guys that He set aside to be warriors, and He's given them everything that they need. But sometimes we give up on ourselves. Let me tell you, quit giving up on yourself. Stand up and fight till there is no breath left. Fight your ever-loving guts out for the vision and the dream that He has given you. Because I know He's given each and every one of us this dream, but sometimes what happens is we feel like we don't have anybody to believe in us. I've been finding guys that are along that journey, and I've been telling them, I believe in you. I believe you can be the best carpenter or a weightlifter, and God's leading me to those people.
Yeah.
You become that person. Fight for others. Tell them who they can be. Do not tear folks down. Please, please do not tear folks down. We got to fight to build people up. We got to fight to move forward. So I'm saying that because I've got up every morning and God keeps pouring these ideas of where He wants to take grounded apparel. He said, I want you to do this and this and do these shirts and get these therapies. And when people come in, I'm going to show you what color or oil or what affliction they have or how you need to pray for them. And I'm going to say it this way. Is it easy? No, there is not one step of that that's been easy either. And yeah. And at the end of the day, I say, Lord, why has it got to be so hard? He says, because you don't belong here. This is not your home, bro. It's not going to be easy. No part of it. This is not where you belong. You're just here for a little while. So fight all the guts you got out, because one day this is going to be done and gone.
Mm.
So leave nothing behind. Fight with everything that you have. You get one chance to do this. You get one chance. And I said, Lord, I got a lot of stuff in the basement. And he said, don't leave anything in the basement. Get it all out. Fight with everything that you've got. Some people don't understand my fight. They don't understand why I'm on the ground and I'm running and I'm yelling and I'm kicking and I'm screaming. It's because there's a vision in me that I got to get out. I got to get it out. Because for years I let it be stuck inside of me and I let fear take over and I told God what he couldn't do. And I told him what I couldn't do. And all he would ever tell me is that all I'm worried about is your availability. I'm not worried about your ability. I could care less what you know how to do. All I need you to do is listen and follow me. I don't care about anything else. I just need somebody I can trust. I just need somebody that will listen to the words that I'm saying. I just need somebody that will listen and that will fight. Fighting's hard. But yeah. if you train hard, the battle will be easy.
Yeah.
Train hard. The battle's going to be so tough, bro, that you're going to think it's the end of the world. But now that I've trained hard, when I go into the battle, I laugh. I laugh because when I feel like I'm getting overwhelmed, my mind goes back to the 4 miles that I ran barefooted or the 10 miles that I rode on my bicycle or the 900 pull-ups and jump ropes that I did to fight, to train my body, to stand up underneath the pressure that this world has.
Yeah. And I don't know. Man, I'm sitting here listening to you feeling like I'm in a church service right now and just getting hit with the Holy Spirit. But your experience, your story of standing up one more time come morning, getting up, getting off your butt and getting outside and like literally, I say this all the time, not taking no for an answer. We have such a problem because we tend to, in the church, I think this is rampant in the church, we tend to look at our life circumstances, and you and I have the similar circumstance of health. We tend to look at our life circumstances and say, this thing is happening. It is therefore God's will. And so I just have to, you know, put my head down and barrel through it and endure it. And if we do that, we become victims. And Jesus says that we are more than conquerors.
Sure. Yeah.
He says we can do all things. That means every single thing. That means that we don't just get pushed over. And what I hear from you is that you're not getting pushed over. And instead, you're like, God is like that coach who is like, there's a scene from a movie. I've never even seen the movie. I've just seen the clip on YouTube. I think it's a Christian movie. It's like made by the church. Yeah. Where the kid's doing that crawl across the football field and the coach is right there in his face saying like, don't quit. Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like we tend to think that God is speaking to us, quit. And your story is a huge testimony that God would never speak that. He's saying, no, you better not quit, boy.
No.
I didn't quit.
No, he's saying, fight,
yeah.
fight. He says that forceful men lay hold of the gospel. Forceful men
lay
hold of the gospel. And there's so many times, Lord, I'm like, well, I'm supposed to be timid and complacent, and I was like, that doesn't fit my profile. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
And because there were times where there was anger inside of me, but it wasn't necessarily anger, it was passion that was not put into the right place. And so now I'm learning how to turn that anger into the right kind of passion and putting the anger against the adversary and all of the no's that come my way. And I speak to those things with anger. When I get out in the woods and I'm running, bro, you don't want to hear the bad things that I say to the adversary. But if you don't speak against the negative things and let you have to speak out loud. If you don't speak to the negative things and speak to them out loud, they're never going to stop. And then if you don't speak the positive things out loud, then your body's never going to recognize that. You can speak healing over your own body in Christ's name. You have to say it out loud. You have to say it where it can be heard.
Yeah.
Let the mind hear it. Let the mind hear it, bro.
I agree with you. I have been teaching that concept to my SAT students, believe it or not, for years of like, you need to, if you want to, I lead people from a victim mentality into a conqueror's mindset. And I say, listen, here's what a victim mentality looks like. Here's the way that life looks when you're living as a victim. You're full of anxiety and worry and all these things. You feel like the world is happening to you and everything. And I say, the way to beat that is to stop believing the lies. And all these lies that we believe, and I list out a bunch of lies, but all the lies that we believe feel really true. For example, tangible one for you and I, I am sick. I'm destined to be sick. This is my disease, right? Like all these things, like and then you can take it from there. God doesn't want me well, because if he did, I'd be better by now. So we look at all these things that feel true.
Yes.
That seem true. That seem like we should listen to them. And then we look at the scriptures. And we see, oh, wait, but Psalm 103 says the Lord forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. So that doesn't fit with the thing I've been believing. What am I going to do about it?
Hey, we're better. We're better at telling ourselves what we can't do than what we can.
Yeah, we are. And I've been teaching men this now, too. I've been doing it in several different venues. But I've been teaching men, listen, All these things in our lives that are struggles, whether it's marriage, whether it's feeling stuck in the kingdom or at work or whatever, there's a root there, which is a faulty understanding of the gospel.
Yeah.
And it's that we think that the gospel means that we're pieces of garbage who are no good for anything, but thankfully Jesus gave us a ticket to heaven someday. Instead, the gospel is, wait a second, we are treasures, because Jesus said that the kingdom is like a man who goes out in the field, finds a treasure, and then he goes and he gives up everything. He pays the highest price possible so he could have that treasure. And we are that treasure that Jesus gave up everything for. That must mean that we're worth something.
Well, we are worth something, but I got this thought that if you accept Christ and you're following Christ, and you've accepted the real, say this with humor, but the real call of duty, you better expect to get the crap beat out of you. you better know that and better realize that, because if you know it and you expect it, then you can train for it. When we accept the kingdom, it's not a frilly silk covered lifestyle. It is the furthest thing from the truth. If you're truly following Christ, you will have cuts and scars and scrapes and bruises. You will be wounded. There will be days that you're dragging a leg. There will be days that you can't move, where you can't breathe, where you can't function. If you're truly following Christ, you will be beat from one end to the other. But you learn how to function through it. You learn how to stand on the promise. You learn how to get up again and again and again.
Yeah. So true. So true. Man, it's so good. And it resonates with one of the theme verses of mine, which is James 1, where it says that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And which is a good, and he says before that, he says, consider it, and depends on your translation. A lot of them are amazing. I like the Passion Translation, how it says it, but I forget exactly how it is, but it's something about like, consider it like a sheer delight when your faith gets tested, because that'll produce endurance, which then will allow you to become more perfect and complete and lack nothing, which in my opinion, it sounds like that's God's recipe for becoming, I always hesitate to say it, but basically a kingdom badass.
Attaboy.
There's not much of a better term for it than that, in my opinion.
And hey, if you see an old dude in the kingdom and he is still teaching and still bringing people to Christ, you better leave him alone because he's dangerous.
All right.
He made it that far, and he made it through this mess. You don't mess with that dude. He's dangerous. And I don't mean that to be funny. I mean that to say, if you are old and you have followed Christ and made it through that journey, you are tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like Jesus is in the business of making us dangerous. And
I had this theme that I taught my youth, and it was called being the silent assassin. we were silent until it wasn't time to be silent, and then it was time to knock them out of the park, bro.
Yeah, right, man.
Time to knock them out of the park.
Listening to you talk just resonates so much with me. Your story of getting up, no matter whether you feel like it or not, to go running in the woods is so similar to me. Like, we met at one of the darkest places of my life physically, but my one of the darkest spiritual places of my life was a couple of years before, when I was just coming out of a bedridden season, living at my mom's house with my wife and our daughter, and feeling like I was just a failure. All those thoughts in my head, like you said, all that noise in my head.
Yeah.
And everything about how terrible I was and everything, all that, it all felt true. And I couldn't hear God's voice. And so for me, it's very similar, man. What was a turning point for me was the fact we got a dog, and my body is not in a place at the moment yet where running is something that I can do at the moment. But we got a dog, and I had to take it out every day to go to the bathroom. And that was my impetus to get up. Literally, yeah. I think there is power in physically making the choice, just like you were saying, speaking with your words, but also physically with your body, getting up and getting into the motion. Because otherwise, if we're physically passive, we get mentally and spiritually passive. So I get up every morning and do exactly what you're saying, man. I would get up and I would declare with my mouth all the things that were true.
Yeah.
And I would, they all felt like lies, because my life didn't reflect them, but I would declare these things that are true. And it's like you said, dude, you train hard, and then when it comes time for battle, the battle's easier. Like, for me, it was declaring things about myself as a husband and our marriage. And that was such a hard battle there. But then when I would go back home and we'd have a fight or interact somehow, I was more naturally different because of the battle I was waging on my own with the Lord.
As you were saying that, my body's able to release some more things, talking about just small steps. As I was sick in my home and stayed in there, I wanted to begin to take steps to recover. And I remember I had this wood cane that I was using. So I began to lay on the floor and use it as a weight bar. And so every day I would just push this wood stick up as many times as I could and begin to do that and do leg lifts. And then I moved to a bigger bar. And then I was able to get outside and use bigger bars. And as you were talking and just mentioning those things, just it brought tears to my eyes thinking about, I could just barely pick up this wooden cane and do push-ups, like a weightlifting over my head with it. And to think from that spot where I could pick up a small wooden stick to now where I can do hundreds of jumping jacks and run miles and do those things, all because of each day I would push that wood stick one time more than I did the day before.
Jeez, man, that's convicting. Honestly, and when I saw you, you weren't at that stage of doing hundreds of anything.
No.
This is in 2 years. That's a short amount of time to go from where you were till now.
So every day I've walked in learning how to challenge myself. So if yesterday I did 10 push-ups, then today I'd be like, well, you know, today we could probably do 11. And then I let my mind think, you know what, I could probably do 15.
Yeah.
And so I go and I stop listening to what my body said I couldn't do. Now there'll be times where it's too much. You've got to let the body rest, but you can't let that voice outweigh the potential that is inside the body that God created, because the mind and the spirit is way stronger than anything else. Yeah. And so I just begin to tell myself, you know, whether it be with jump ropes or bike rides or swimming laps, I'd just be like, I challenged myself. I was like, well, today we're going to do one more lap than we did last week or yesterday. And I just continue to take those small, doesn't have to be anything crazy. I just take those small challenges and I say, all right, today, you know, I learned how to skateboard. I learned how to do these other things because I just like, you know, I'm going to learn how to skateboard. I'm going to learn how to ride a bike. I'm going to learn how to swim. I'm going to start jump roping. I'm going to start doing it. And I have just added these things in because I knew the harder that I trained, the further that I could go in the kingdom. Because when you walk in the kingdom, he needs somebody that can conquer any task.
Yeah.
And you have to be mobile and ready to fight. You have to be ready to fight mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I was ready on a lot of levels, but the adversary had stolen my physical. And bro, I'm going to tell you, there were some nights where the adversary would come in and say, hey, you know what? You're not going to be able to do nothing with this body. It's falling apart. And I'm going to tell you what I did. And I don't condone, don't tell anybody else to go out and do this, but I got an old junky van that we use for hauling stuff around. And I took a baseball bat out to that van and I beat it until the adversary understood that I was not playing around. And I talked to the adversary and I said, you listen here, this is my body and I will take it the way that I want to take it. And I will listen to what the Lord said. And because a lot of the times what happened, those emotions get stored in us that say, no, you're not going to recover, bro. You're not going to recover. And you have to get that out.
Yeah.
You have to get it out, bro. Yeah. It's got to be gone.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So much.
Most of the time when people hang out with me, they either think I'm really right on or I'm really crazy. So I get one of the two things. So, you know, it is what it is, bro. But you have to get a little crazy to make it through.
You do. You're not going to – we got to stop worrying about being – all put together and polite and, you know, nicely packaged. You got to get a little crazy. And yes, maybe that's why we resonate. Maybe it's because we're both crazy, right? But I agree. I am so with you on that. And I think, you know, I wonder, what if Jesus has spoken to each of us saying, get up, take up your mat and go home. And we have listened to our circumstances, and whether that's sickness or not, we've listened to our circumstances and we haven't heard him be saying that. And so we think that we can't, and we think that we're not going to improve. We're not going to get better. We're not going to go from death's door to running through the woods and doing hundreds of pushups.
Yeah.
What if like he's standing right there saying, come on, You know, I mean, it would be ridiculous if there was a man back in the day of the Gospels. Jesus said, get up, take your mat and go home. And he said, no, I can't. And I think we are saying that way more than we realize. And it's time we got to stop.
Yeah. And there's another thought that just came to me. I don't want people, if they do listen or they do come across this, to think, well, he's got a business now. He's got it all put together. It looks like he's got everything going on. That is the furthest from the truth.
Yeah.
I don't have everything together. I don't have answers for half the stuff. And every morning I still get up kicking and screaming because this is not over with.
Yeah.
I continue to fight for this thing, and I will continue to do that, because if you lose your fight, you will lose everything that you treasure. You have to fight, because everything that you don't fight for, the adversary will take away from you. You better stand up, and you better fight for it, because if you don't, he'll just take it right away from you and say, well, he don't even care. He ain't fighting for nothing. Let me just take this. You better stand up and start saying something and start fighting, whether it's for you or your family, your emotions, your physical, whatever the heck it is. You better tell him, this is mine. And I'm going to say nice words, but you better freaking leave it alone. Okay? You better leave it alone. You got, bro, I've been there. You've got to fight. You've got to fight for those things that are important to you, because as soon as you don't, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're gone.
Absolutely. You're so right. And we have a lot of guys who are giving up the fight, who feel like they've been through the ringer, and it's not possible or whatever. And you're living testimony that it is possible, because again, all things are possible. I can do every freaking thing through Jesus Christ. I'm an overcomer. It says that Jesus said, hey, didn't I tell you all things are possible for those who believe? Didn't I tell you that if you just believed, you would see the glory of God? And it's time that we rise up again. And man, I know that we are past our time now. But as I'm sitting here listening to you, I am like, this conversation is lighting my fire in a fresh way again, too. Like, you're preaching to me right now. And I'm just really, really thankful for that. I'm thankful for who it is that you've become. And like you said, dude, like, I don't have it all put together. And I feel like in my position right now, too, writing a book and doing a podcast and things like that, it can come across like,
yeah,
I've arrived. I am the guru. I'm the authority. And I'm not. I'm a guy in the arena who's I haven't quit. That doesn't mean that I'm walking through the arena without ever taking punches. It doesn't mean that I don't accidentally like punch the wrong guy sometimes. But I'm in the arena and I'm not going to leave.
Yeah. And
I think that also somebody in your position, like, people might look and say, man, you know, here he is. He's starting this crazy cool business ministry, and it can look like it's just happened, but it's not. Like you said, dude, you don't have it put together. It's struggling tooth and nail all the way. And it has not been overnight to get to where you are. It has been literally every single day, sometimes every single hour, a battle.
Yeah. And we had a great week last week, and last night and this morning, those negative thoughts that come up begin to come up and say, you know what, this ain't gonna work this week, the business is gonna fail, the blah blah blah. And I stopped and I went, well, you gotta be joking me.
Yeah.
No. I'm not taking this. Don't be feeding me this line of bull. And we got up and we left the house, because that's the thing. It wants to capture you. It wants to get you still. It wants to just capture you and put you in the closet and put you in the corner and say, no, just stay here where it's safe.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to stay where it's safe. Get out of the boat, bro.
We got to follow Jesus' example, and he did not stay up in heaven where it was safe.
Yeah.
He set the bar pretty high by giving up the utmost of comfort and everything to get to into the utmost of danger.
Yeah.
And to experience the deepest amount of pain and loss that he could, that we could ever imagine. And so that is our example. But yeah. But he also modeled victory in the process. He modeled that you go through that and you come out a freaking on fire.
Yeah.
Into the kingdom. And
well, you look at, you have to, and the thing he's been banging on my door about, the word he's been giving me is perspective. I have to make sure that I've got some perspective about the things that I'm going through, because the end result of all of this will be much bigger than what I can imagine or who I am or what even I'm able to do. That's always been the story. This is not the only time that I've been beat up and knocked down. This is probably the worst, but every time that he has taken me to another step up on the platform of ministry, it always comes with a season beforehand that is very, 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 very difficult. And it always happens that way because he has to put things in us and train us and show us what's going to happen on that next level. Because if we're not prepared and trained and ready, when we get on top of that next level, we will simply be blown away and beat up and knocked, and we will give up in just an instant if we are not prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we want to increase. It's like Ephesians says, like, that you might know what is the love, the breadth, the height, and everything of the love of Christ, so that you might be strengthened with might in the inner man, so that you can know the fullness of God. And sometimes we want the fullness of the Spirit. We want the power of the Spirit. But really, in order to get there, there's an inner strengthening that God's got to take us through. And yeah. we had one of my teachers a long time ago described it as God building up the pillars of our soul, so that they could support the weight of his glory and his fullness on us. And man, well, I'm actually going to need to wrap up here so I can, because I've got an appointment coming up in about a half hour, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to say, like, for anybody who's interested in what you're doing, where can they find you at? I know I'm going to put links and everything for you, but yeah, where can they find you, and what would you like to say to them?
Well, we have our page still working on a website, so you can go on and follow daily about grounding, about the struggles that I go through, about different avenues that we come up with, about different modalities that bring the body into balance that I've learned. I've learned a lot of stuff on this journey. I've learned a lot about the ground, a lot about color, a lot about oils, a lot about just different tools that are out there to allow the body to stay healthy as we fight this big, nasty fight.
Yeah.
So cool. That's kind of where I'm at. People say, well, how do you know about all this stuff? I said, well, I've had the crap beat out of me, and I had to find a way to stay on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, awesome. Then I will be pointing people your way.
Okay. And
I think that you have a lot to offer anybody, honestly, whether they need physical help or not. I think that people could stand to sit under your influence for a while and get their spirit strengthened as well. But
and I want to say, man, I want to say that since the time we met, there is not one week that goes by, bro, that me and my wife don't talk about you and say how much we love and miss you. You have a great connection to our heart. We love you. We love what you're doing. We love your passion. We love that you haven't given up this fight either, and I believe that you have a sack load of fight that is still jammed down in your innards, and I just can't wait to see it all unleashed.
Well, thank you. That's Thank you. That does mean good to hear, man.
Yeah.
I was telling, after we talked the other day, I was telling Corey, my wife, I was telling her that, man, Matt is like one of those friends that you talk to and it's like you never missed a beat.
We need those, man.
Yeah. We do. Shoot, man. Well, I hate to wrap it up,
but yeah, it's all right, man.
Gonna have to. And okay. I will talk to you sometime in the near future, hopefully. And yeah. we'll continue just spurring each other forward.
Okay. All right. Hey, man, I love you, bro.
Love you too, man. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, stay grounded.
Will do, buddy.
All right, see you, bro.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.